Wait.
Broadcasting from the iconic 299 Queen Street West.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages,
please welcome
Virgin Mornings.
Love the mornings.
With Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
Very fun, isn't it?
Okay, let's go.
Your keyword is the day of the week. It's Monday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Listen, we don't love the fact that it's Monday right now.
No.
I don't think anybody does. And it's raining. But Monday could mean big things for you. We're talking about living rent-free for an entire year, and all you have to do is text Monday to us, 999-999, along with your name. Monday has got to be the first word, your name is the second, and that's it. You got 5 minutes. Let's go!
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Katarina, how's your morning going?
I'm just getting up and getting ready for work.
And I bet you're not enjoying the fact that in a few days here, you're going to have to pay rent.
No, it's not ideal. I got a wedding to pay for.
Yeah.
Oh boy.
Yeah. So how about we get you one step closer to living rent-free in 2022?
Hey.
That would be awesome. Thank you so much.
Yay. All right. So all you have to do now is sit back and do nothing. And we actually are going to give you $100 just for entering the draw.
Perfect. Thank you.
And next opportunity. I mean, like, it's like 8 o'clock. You don't have to wait long at all.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Have you ever had anything unintentionally scary happen in your home? Like where you were alone and it was dark and then something happened and then you were scared and you're like, is this the time in my life where I'm in a horror movie?
I was awoken one night to somebody knocking on my door. And instead of getting up and seeing who it was, I just laid there like a coward. Does that count?
No, I like that. I like that.
I had a mouse last winter, and I went and slept over at my best friend's house for the entire night.
Really?
Yep. Didn't want anything to do with him.
Wow. During lockdown and everything.
Oh, yeah.
Jax just doesn't care about human life.
Hey.
So, this morning... I was getting up and I was having a coffee like I normally do. And I put on like sports highlights in the morning to kind of wake up, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just sitting there in my chair. And there's nothing worse than when you're sitting by yourself in a chair and no one's awake.
Yeah.
And the dogs are in their crate because they can't defend you. And there's a noise that comes from behind you.
What?
That's terrifying.
That's the first thing that you don't like.
Yeah.
The second thing you don't like is when it's a kid's noise. So like something singing.
Oh no!
And just
that's
to be
eerie.
Just to be clear, my custody situation with my ex is that she has her for 1 week and I have her for the other. So Everly is coming over today to start her week with me, but she's not here this morning. So
she shouldn't be up in the middle of the night playing with her toys.
It wasn't her playing with her toys. So. And it was a song. It was like a sing song. You know, like, you know that la 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 la.
Yeah. Which sounds way more menacing in the middle of the night.
Yes.
And I'm like, and so it was like this song it was singing, and I was sitting there and was like, uh-huh. And you know, your eyes start to water a little bit, and you've got goosebumps going up and down
the
sides of your arms. And you're not even listening to what the lyrics are saying. And then it said something about wiping. And like, we love toilet paper. And I'm like, what's happening here? And I realized that it was the brand new potty that I bought her. Because I have I have a bathroom on two different floors. So every floor, there's a bathroom. There's a potty, right? And so this potty, which I did not know, was, I had no idea the potty sang.
Everything has to sing.
And I had no idea, like, because I haven't even plugged it in.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't even know where the batteries on this thing are. Honestly. It's just supposed to be a potty. And I bought it off Amazon for $20, and it started singing. And then, I have to locate the sound because, you know, you don't just sit there. You must locate the sound. So if there is something there evil, it can possess you in your bathroom.
Sure.
So I walked into the bathroom and looked at it. Nothing could have disturbed it. I don't know what set it off. And like I said, I didn't know this thing even sang. And so that was my morning. And I just want you guys to know that I walked in here a little bit shaken this morning.
Six days before Halloween.
Yeah, I know. Mm-hmm. I know. That's the other part, right?
Kind of convenient timing. Also, if you guys are looking for a last minute Christmas gift for me, a potty that sings is definitely high on my list.
A singing toilet for TJ. All right.
I just wanted to know if I was the only one who like got like a little spooked in their house at one point. You know what I mean?
Where you're stuff.
There was another time where there was like a piano playing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, what is this? And it was just Everly's toys were stacked wrong.
turn her toys off.
I know, I know.
Sometimes you can't turn off, yeah. though.
No more toys.
Yeah, throw them all out. Yeah,
no more toys. No more battery-operated toys.
No more.
That was
no more.
Producer Jesse's thing was to, like, get me the noisiest toys possible for her.
So, of course, all of the toys she had made noise, and that also freaked me right out. So I just... 416-872-9999. 999-999 to text. You're a full-grown adult, and you are scared. Maybe buy a potty as well. Hit us up. 999-999.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
A 99.9 Virgin Radio.
You were scared by something in your house. And you were really only scared because it was dark and you were alone. It's not because the thing was actually scary. It was probably something stupid. Like me, I was scared by my daughter's new potty this morning. I didn't know that it sang and made music.
Oh, yes.
I thought it just, you know, fake flushed.
They
maybe
all sing.
It doesn't.
And, well, maybe it doesn't. When I bought it off Amazon for $20, I didn't even notice that it had batteries in it.
Yeah.
I still don't know where they are. It's cool.
You don't have any answers.
Yeah, but it just started playing while I was having a coffee this morning, and I was by myself in the kitchen, and it's, you know, the week of Halloween. Mm. I was freaked out. So hit us up, 999-999. We wanted to know what ridiculous thing scared you that you're sort of embarrassed about, given the fact that you're an adult. TJ.
I got this text from the 289 from Riley. I'm scared of my cat because he loves to run around corners and jump off the wall. It always scares the bleep out of me.
Yeah. So my girlfriend has a cat. His name's Teddy.
So cute. Teddy.
And
a beautiful cat.
Teddy's a big white cat.
Gorgeous.
And he loves to, we have carpet on the stairs. So
yeah.
He loves to pick at the carpet, yeah. right? But it always sounds like someone's
yeah.
walking up the stairs in the middle of the night.
And, maybe there is.
When you're not used to a cat, it's like, you know, anybody who's used to a cat's like cool with it, but this is my first time and it was like, it's crazy.
Lock Teddy up like you lock your dogs up. That's what you need to do.
You can't really do that with cats.
That's true.
From the 437, my wife had an experience. She was using the upstairs washroom while on break from working at home. The shower curtains moved suddenly.
Oh.
Vents were off. Mm-hmm. No wind or other air could have moved the curtains.
Haunted.
I love that we go to the worst case scenario too. It can't just be that, you know, something weird happened or they're like, you know, certain shower curtains have magnets. It couldn't have been a magnet thing. It's just ghosts. It has to be ghosts.
Well, yeah, it's definitely ghosts. Ellen in 905. My son the other night said to me, which by the way, anything your child says to you in the middle of the night.
Oh, it's crazy.
No, so creepy.
Nope. Yeah.
Nope.
Ella, my son the other night said to me at bedtime that, quote, when I was crying for you last night, mommy, there was a little girl on my bed.
Like,
and so I asked him if she was his friend, and he said, no, she was a monster in complete deadpan.
Okay.
You know what we should do this week to celebrate Halloween? Mm-hmm. What's the creepiest thing your kid has said to you?
Yeah,
let's definitely do that
this week. I think that, because kids do say some scary stuff.
Oh, yeah. Well, the kids are inherently scary.
they are.
Last text here from the 647. I work at a daycare, and I start really early in the morning. And sometimes I'm the only one in the building. I'll hear children's toys going off in different classrooms before anybody is there yet. I'm convinced on a daily basis that this is the way I'm going to go.
Honestly, I don't know if you guys do this, but sometimes I just put on the TV just because I feel like it'll ward off anything scary. Like if the TV's on or the radio's on, then I feel like I'm safe. But if it's silent and I'm hearing it, then the spooky things
that's
get
when
me.
You'll die is in the silence.
That's
it's
right.
True.
Yeah. It's
true.
Yeah. With TV's on, no ghosts.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Ontario is planning to lift proof of vaccination requirements and mask mandates in March. Okay. At a press conference on Friday, they said in the absence of concerning trends such as rising hospitalization rates, the proof of vaccination requirement will lift for select settings on January 17th next year. Measures no longer going to be in place at bars, restaurants, sports and recreation facilities, casinos, bingo halls, and other gaming establishments. So the more you read into that, you're like, oh, okay, it's just certain places that they're lifting it, you know, if you want to go play bingo, etc. Doug Ford said, we have always been cautious. I'm going to be super cautious.
You tell him, Dougie.
Yeah, if we don't see the numbers in a stable place, then we just are not going to do it. It's as simple as that. He probably said folks in there, too. He loves saying folks. Hey, if you're having a hard time waking up in the morning because, you know, it's getting darker and, you know, that seasonal depression is starting to set in, here's some tips. Number one, look after your eyes. Simply splashing both warm and cold water on your eyes will not only wake you up, but the warm water will help open up the pores on your skin around your eyes, and then the cold water closes them. Another tip is eat a good breakfast. That's pretty self-explanatory. Number three, look for natural boosts. So instead of having another coffee, Jax, you should try a natural energy booster such as a daily vitamin B12, which contributes to the reduction of tiredness and fatigue. Speaking of which, an apple a day is something else they recommend because of the 13 grams of natural sugar. According to studies, it has a similar effect to drinking a cup of coffee.
What are you, the food guide? What is this?
Apparently. And the last one is get a pet. Pets are real sticklers for routine, they say. And if your dog knows it has walkies at 7 a.m.
Ooh, TJ.
It'll make sure you're up at that time every morning without fail.
I never want to hear walkies again.
Yeah, please never.
Yeah, no.
Oh, come on. Take your dog for walkies.
Nope.
The Santa Claus Parade is going to be broadcast only again this year. Organizers announced that the 117th annual original Santa Claus Parade will be broadcast only. They say that we know this disappoints many of you, but the decision was made after thoughtful discussion and a careful consideration of many factors. I guess the big one is that a lot of children under the age of 11, which is a big group that remains unvaccinated, would be there, and they want to make everybody safe. So one more year, sounds like.
Yeah, I think the last thing they need is a transmission at the Santa Claus Parade, so I get it. And by next year, they should have vaccines for probably every age group, which is great.
Absolutely.
Also, Santa's a busy dude. So like,
he is.
Yeah, especially around this time of year. And that's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ. Now, just over an hour from right now, it'll be time to party again. You, living rent-free in 2022. For an entire year, can you imagine? It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Normally when you lose your wallet, you think, oh, this is not just going to ruin my day. This is probably going to ruin my month.
Yep.
Well, surprisingly, someone in Toronto returned a wallet with $600 in credit cards in it. Nova Scotia man, living near Toronto, amazingly lost his wallet in the city, only have it returned a few days later. Lives in Bolton. His name is Brendan. This is a story posted on the blog TO. He was telling them he lost his wallet somewhere near the Toronto Maple Leafs home game on October the 9th. He didn't realize it was gone until he was nearly home. I'm sure there's a joke in there about how Scotiabank Arena normally robs you of your wallet anyway.
Yeah.
And a miraculous turn of events. The wallet came back in a Purolator envelope with no return address this weekend. Says he lives in the basement apartment and the package might have been on the porch for a few days before he even noticed it.
Oh, man, wow.
All of his credit cards and $600 went there. Nobody took it. Every dime was there, he says. Not one thing was missing. There was a note in the envelope, but so far he hasn't been able to track the person down who wrote it.
How much cash in the wallet?
$600.
Who carries $600 cash anymore?
Maybe he was going to deposit it.
Someone from Nova Scotia.
Who carried $600 cash anywhere ever?
I want to say, though, you said he's from Nova Scotia.
Mm-hmm.
Growing up in Nova Scotia, we were terrified of Toronto.
Yeah.
Terrified. We were like, well, dangerous there. That's where the devil lives. It's too busy. Yep. Too busy for us. So he was probably like, I'm never getting that back. And this is so nice.
Fun fact, my mom, anytime I would say we were going to Toronto, she would say, put your wallet in your front pocket so nobody takes it.
It's true.
And for the first, no joke, first year and a half I was living downtown, I kept my wallet in my front pocket.
Really?
Like a lunatic.
Yeah, wow. Everybody's nice in Toronto. It's great here.
That is sort of funny. I remember there was a cleaner when I worked in Nova Scotia. She was the overnight cleaner and I was the overnight jock. So I was I was on 101.3 Virgin Radio in Halifax when I was 20. And she came in and she said, where are you from? Creature of the night.
Yeah.
And I was like, I'm from Toronto. And she said, oh, what's it? Well, she used a bad word too. And I said,
oh, I bet she did.
I said, really? You feel that way? I said, when was the last time you were there? Oh, I've never been there.
Oh, no.
I would never go to a place like that.
No,
And then she, poof, disappeared into the night.
Yeah. Nova Scotian witch.
That cleaner's been dead for 30 years.
It's true, though. It's true. Yeah.
Well, I'm happy it went back to him, but I'm still a little sus about the $600 bucks in the wallet.
How can you find something bad about this story?
$600? Who's carrying that?
Man.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Like it or not, it's really been about 2 years since you were able to do anything. And anything means anything. And the thing is, when you go back to doing the things that you were doing pre-pandemic, you realize that you're 2 years older and you could feel, dare I say it, old. Which brings us to producer Leah this weekend. What'd you do?
Yeah, I went to a club on Saturday.
Oh,
now, All right. You got to tell us where. Where'd you go to a club?
It's a club on College.
What's it called?
Oh, okay. El Rancho.
Yeah.
El Rancho. Oh, you went to El Rancho.
Oh, it's a line of
Rancho.
So what were you doing in El Rancho? What was the plan?
Okay, so it was impromptu. Let me just first say it was nothing planned.
Oh, you didn't plan to go to El Rancho?
Okay.
RJ's brother, who's far, far younger than myself, was there, and we wanted to stop by and say hi.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Okay, so we did that.
Yeah.
And I realized quickly that as soon as I entered the club, I felt concern.
What was the concern?
The first concern was, are these girls cold?
Yeah, they're dresses
and the open-toed shoes.
Yeah.
Why?
Full legs.
Right.
Yeah.
There was also a girl who got herself up on a table, a wobbly table at that, and started dancing very aggressively.
It's a hazard.
Express herself.
So I was like, should I be around to catch her?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So that was my second concern.
Yeah. And then the third concern, was there a third?
Yes, there was a third. There was mirrors all around me.
Yes.
And I quickly discovered that I am old.
Yeah.
And that's the so worst concern.
By the way, you can always tell somebody's age by how much leg they're showing in the winter.
Oh, for sure.
Like, honestly.
It's a good theory.
No, it is. It's true. Because, like, after a while, and it's obviously with dudes, we're always wearing long pants, but with women, it's like, they just get, like, you can probably guess. You just get tired of being cold.
Yes, right. And
the open backs, too, always shocks me. You know,
like,
standing outside, it's minus 30, and they go, I got an open back shirt on, and I'm committed to this, and I will not do coat check.
That's what it was.
So, that brings us to Jax, who was at a Lithuanian rave?
I went.
What? This I went is to bizarre.
I went to a rave on Friday night. Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
And
Where was it?
It was at a Lithuanian events hall on Bloor West. And it was like, it was humongous. It was actually really, really, really cool. But I feel like I'm doing something criminal when you're out with people right now. Because you're like around people. It's safe. Everyone's double vaxxed. Everyone's chilling. But you still feel like you're bad. And I also felt concern. Because there's a lot of stairs at the Lithuanian events hall and a lot of drunk people.
And high heels.
High heels. And they're coming down, holding onto the wall for dear life. You know what I mean? I felt concerned. It's also two floors, so you could look down on the dance floor.
Okay.
Which is just some people watching.
Yeah.
Yes.
But it felt so good to just get out around people and dance.
Did you feel old or did you feel okay?
I did feel old, but I also tried to push that aside and just swallow it as much as possible and
sweep
just get up
rug.
And dance. Yeah. You know what? It's good to ignore it.
Yeah.
That's what I'm going to do.
That's
why I still wear Vans, you know? Yeah. It's good.
Well, I went to have dinner with my girlfriend's parents in Peterborough. So,
That'll make you feel old.
Yeah, it's a bit of a rave. Yeah. No, I honestly haven't been back to a club since my last incident there because I got, I don't want to brag, but I got bottle service. And I've never had bottle
service
before.
Where did you get bottle service?
Where?
This was in Calgary. So this is like 6 or 7
years. Oh my gosh.
TJ, you haven't been to a club in 7 years?
No, for good reason. So she goes, the server says, what do you want? Like, and I said, I'd love a Heineken. And she goes, you have bottle service. I'm like, yeah, if it comes in the bottle, that's fine. And then she's like, I don't think you know how this works.
Right. No,
you don't. And then she brought me a bottle of something. And then I was like, okay. So
that's how it works.
Yeah, I'm too old to be here now.
Right. So 6 years
19.
ago, you were like 19.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, I just think you're not cut out for clubs. Yeah. Maybe probably
what No. It was an age thing for sure.
So we wanted to ask you at 416-872-9999. You can always text us to 999-999. It's the moment you were like, maybe I am too old for this. I remember when I had my 25th birthday at Grace O'Malley's.
Oh my dear. God.
And Gracie's is fun.
You
when
gotta
you're
be,
under 25.
I was going to say, you
got to
be 20.
At 25, I was like, I'm old. I should not be here anymore. This is ridiculous.
I went there right before the pandemic, and I was like, I have no business.
So you realize quickly. So tell us about that moment where you walked in, and you're like, I feel concerned for the younger generation. I am old now. And you don't have to be that old. Hey, we're like, what, mid-30s, Leah?
No.
I mean, you're mid-30s.
No.
I'm early
30s,
so.
No.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
Okay, so you were like, I'm done, or I'm just too old for this.
Yeah.
I love this. Producer Leah goes out to a club. What, El Rancho?
Yeah, that's the one.
Yeah. It's a classy place.
Yeah.
And the first thing you thought when you walked in the door was concern for.
Yeah. Are you shivering and cold?
Yeah.
Because,
it's the girls.
Where's the jackets?
Oh, no. You don't want to do coat check.
No.
Because then you got to line up at the end of the night and it sucks, right?
So it's too long, frozen. Man.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
So hit us up. What did you know? 416-872-9999. 999-999 to text.
From the 905. I knew I was old when I went to the movies and wondered why it was so loud.
Oh, yeah.
Turn it down. I'm trying to enjoy it. Jana.
Yeah, you shouldn't be in a club at that point. Try to talk to this person.
Yeah.
Jana and the 289. Last time I went to a club, I went up to the bar and I ordered a Tom Collins.
Oh.
After the bartender, who was half my age, finished giving me the okay boomer look, I drank my drink, danced, and got the heck out of there. It was official. I was old. I'm ordering old lady drinks.
They're tasty, yeah.
Tom Collins.
Tom Collins. Yeah. I don't have nothing against that. They're good drinks.
Because you guys are old.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I guess.
Last one here for the 289. Bought myself seat tickets to see the Arkells.
Yeah.
Live at Bud Stage in August instead of Lawns. Your girl needs some rest between sets with a sturdy back.
No.
Oh, yeah.
That's so true, man. Yeah. The Lawns are an age that you go through.
Oh, for sure.
And then afterwards, you hit a point with the lawn seats where you're like, I can't do this anymore.
Yeah. My back didn't feel supported at 26 on the lawn.
Yeah. Okay. Have you ever been on the lawns in the rain?
Oh, no.
That's what, that was it for me.
Yeah. I'm not supported enough. I need some support in my life.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is What's Trending right now.
This hour of What's Trending is brought to you by Cineplex.
Woo!
Cineplex has introduced CineClub, the Movie Lovers Monthly Membership, for $9.99 a month plus tax. If you love movies, CineClub is for you. Join at cineclub.ca. Restaurant, bar, and gym capacity limits are starting to lift as of today. Incredible. So starting today, Ontario businesses, including restaurants and bars, will exit the third step of the provincial roadmap and will no longer have capacity limits. Indoor and outdoor dining has been permitted with a limited capacity in order to allow physical distancing of 2 meters. We all know that. There are no limits on the number of people per table, however.
Hmm.
So, what are you guys doing tonight? You want to hang?
Yeah, TJ, what club are you going to take us to?
Yeah.
Yeah, where are you taking
club
us,
Club Monday night.
Yeah. Club Cool Guy.
Yeah.
You can only get in if you can pass the Cool Guy test.
Only you could.
That's right. Luckily, you guys have a reference. There's a new Barbie movie coming out, and Ryan Gosling just got cast to play Ken.
Hell yeah.
He's going to join Margot Robbie as Barbie in the upcoming film directed by Greta Gerwig, who's an Academy Award-nominated filmmaker who's also directed Little Women and Lady Bird. Jax, you love Little Women,
yeah,
right?
I do, yeah.
This has the potential to be very funny.
Oh, it's going to be incredible. And he's the perfect pick. I have no qualms with this. And I was, like, ready to hate it. I don't.
So it's not clear yet what the film will be about, but IMDb lists a brief description of the project as a feature film based on the Mattel toys about a doll who gets expelled from Barbie Land and sets off on a real-world adventure.
Bad girl alert.
Okay, so it won't be about Gosling and Robbie. It'll be about whoever that Barbie is expelled.
Yeah.
That's interesting. I want to see who that is.
I'm pumped for this. If scary stories don't scare you, you might have something called mind blindness. Do you guys ever hear someone tell a scary story and it just doesn't affect you at all?
It's like people who all they listen to is crime podcasts. All day, every day.
You would think so, yeah.
I can do it, but not that much.
Okay. Or people who only watch murder docs on Netflix.
Yes.
I don't know how.
My Aunt Linda, all day, every day.
My girlfriend, she's like, I'm just going to watch this. And I'm like, I don't know how you do this.
Val and I have gotten to the point now where we're like, oh, this murder doesn't interest me. Yeah. And then we turn it off. We find another murder that's
better.
So what's
the mind blindness thing, though?
The clinical term is called aphantasia. It's when someone can't really picture things in their head. So telling them a scary story and setting the scene just doesn't work.
Wow.
Apparently 1 in 20 people have it. Huh. Researchers say recently told people scary stories. Half had mind blindness and half didn't, and they basically proved it's true. The scary stories didn't work on them, but scary images do. So it wasn't that they had a higher scare threshold in general. They just couldn't paint a picture in their mind when they're hearing a story.
Psychopaths.
Interesting.
Isn't that really cool?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what's trending. I'm TJ.
Thank you, TJ. That would help me this morning as my toddler's toilet went off.
Oh, yeah.
And I was by myself and it was like,
scared.
He almost needed it.
Yeah. It was like, well, we like toilet paper. And I was like, this is terrifying. Yeah.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
I want to talk about your body for a second. And this is an odd way to start a conversation, but I think it's an important conversation to have. So I on the weekend I posted something and it was real, on Instagram.
Yeah.
And this is for like a paid thing that I do because I do some advertising on my Instagram. And it's always funny. I don't have a problem with the way I look, but it seems that people do. And it's interesting. You might have gone through this too. And it could be family members. It could be your boss. It could be friends. It could be anybody. And somebody commented, and they meant no harm by this. Yeah. So let me just say that. But they said, hey, Adam, really putting on the COVID pounds. And then in brackets, I don't mean anything by this. I'm in the same position.
Then why say it?
Well, so I don't know. I wasn't mad about it. And I just responded back. And I said, I like the way I look.
Yep. Yeah.
Now, I do like the way I look. And it's just, I found it a little bit funny that, could just put this into context for a second. I've done okay in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I get to be here with you guys every morning.
Mm-hmm.
Good guy, I think.
Yeah, absolutely.
Have a daughter who's doing really well. I'm lucky enough to drive a car that I really like.
Yeah.
And I have a girlfriend that I love. And so things are going pretty good. Like, yeah. I don't know what else I could ask out of life. But the first thing that someone comments is that I have a bit of a belly. And by the way, I've always had that. Even when I was playing hockey 6 days a week, I always had a belly. It's just the way my body is. And so what's interesting about it to me is that all of those things could be true. Like, you could be the smartest, the best, the whatever. And I'm not neither of those things. But you could be all of these things. But the one thing standing in your way is you're just not skinny.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I found that weird. And I know we don't talk about it a lot, but guys get the body shaming stuff too. And it was just, I wanted to bring it up because I feel like if you're like me and you are, like, I always joke that I'm a thick boy, a thick daddy.
Yeah.
I'm happy to be that way. That's why I talk about it. But I do find it a little bit funny that we, as a group, and I always hate to say we as a society, hate that. We look at people and we go, well, I mean, they seem to have everything going for them, but if they could just figure out their weight. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, you saying that you're a thick boy is one thing, because that's you talking about your own body.
But
I am.
Yeah. I like it. I got a good booty.
I have to say, though, that people think it's okay to say this about men a lot more, especially on the internet. It's thankfully, you know, body shaming and body positivity has completely changed over the past couple of years on the internet, past decade or so. It still has a lot of work to do. But I find, and I don't want to put women in the same boat, but it's a lot of women commenting on men's bodies. And I've actually noticed that on your Instagram, Adam, where women think it's okay to say something about a man's body.
Yeah,
and that is complete. People are people. Humans are humans. And you know what I mean? Like, bodies are bodies.
I think
it's unreal.
Sorry, Jax. I think if we were to establish like a general rule or PSA, it's like, maybe just don't comment on anybody's
body.
I think that's maybe the thing, right?
I think we're kind of getting to that point where you just need to keep your comments to yourself.
Well, and again, this person absolutely meant no harm.
Yeah.
And I want to be clear about that. There are some people that do.
Yes.
And I get those comments all the time too. But I just, forget the impact on me, because I'll be fine.
Yeah.
It's, why do we think that you being skinny has anything to do with your success as a person or your character as a person?
Yeah.
That part, that was what really hit me. And it was, maybe it was because it was Sunday morning and I was sitting alone and I hadn't had a coffee yet. But it was one of those where I just thought, of all the things that we could have taken out of this video, and by the way, I'm being a complete idiot in the video.
Yeah.
So you could have been like, you're childish, you're silly, you're ridiculous. All of those things would have been true. Your hair's a mess. Yeah. You got water all over your face. All of that.
Chips all over
chips
your body.
Chips all over my body.
All over your body. There was chips
physically
everywhere.
I was a mess. I was just like a two-year-old. But the thing was, I have a bit of a belly in the video. And so it's not, this isn't, I don't want this to be construed as I'm looking for sympathy, because I'm not.
No.
I'm fine. It's all good. But I just found it a bit strange that it's like, here's a person that is objectively doing okay.
Yeah.
And the thing that we notice is the belly.
Well, you saw it with Jonah Hill a couple of weeks ago. He put out a statement saying,
what did
he
say?
Because he had lost some weight and people are constantly commenting on his body either way.
He gets it so bad.
And he's just like, don't talk about my body. It makes me uncomfortable. Just don't. And that's the thing, is like weight loss, weight gain. Just don't comment on people's bodies. Just don't.
Yeah.
It's so much easier not to.
We had great text just coming from the 905 that perfectly sums it up. People feel entitled to be rude or mean under the guise that they're just being honest.
Yeah.
Right? They think they're doing you a favor by being honest. Like, well,
or
how about,
trying to relate to you.
Yeah.
He was probably, you know, I've also put on COVID pounds, he said.
100%.
You know, so he was probably thinking you're in the same boat. But you know what I mean? That doesn't justify it.
Yeah.
It's interesting. Yeah. Like, so you just, anyway, I wanted to throw it out there for you if you're commenting on someone's Instagram. Because I think sometimes, and I am guilty of this too, you know, especially, you know, in the last 5 years, the amount of growth we've seen in, you know, with Black Lives Matter and Me Too and you know, self-love and all the things that we've seen happen. You know, I used to be like that too. And I think I used to hate what I was and what I looked like. Mm-hmm. And there really wasn't much I could do to change it.
No.
And I just feel like you don't, if I can make any recommendation to you, any sort of comments about a body, just not necessary.
Nope.
It doesn't mean, it doesn't actually mean anything.
No, it doesn't. It doesn't help.
And even if you think like, oh, they're big, they're not going to see this. Like, you know, they're famous.
Oh,
they do. Yeah.
They know. They see it.
It's funny. I interviewed Pink once, and then we'll wrap up and we'll play a song here. I interviewed Pink once and I said, do you actually read the comments? Do you see the comments? She said every single one of them.
Oh, they see it.
And she said, and they hurt every time.
Yeah.
She doesn't matter if it's a stranger or not. Anyway, it didn't hurt me. This person, again, kind-hearted, meant the right thing. But I just thought, that is a weird one. I don't know. I would love to know what your experience with this is. 999-999 to hit us up on text. It's Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
Let me just say this. The conversation we're having is a little bit different than what we normally do. And the reason I wanted to have it is because we're having, you know, it comes from an Instagram comment that I got yesterday. And by the way, this person is probably a very nice person, probably means well. But what they mentioned in a video that I posted was, hey, it looks like you're putting on the COVID pounds. Mm-hmm. And then in brackets said, I don't mean anything by that. It's just like me. I'm in that same position. So they're trying to relate. And so I think what I took from that, first off, is that I have no anger or displeasure towards that person.
Right.
Let me just say that.
It's an example of intentions versus impact.
100%. And I think the second thing, and this is what's really important here, is that I like the way I look.
Yeah.
I'm happy with it. And, you know, I have always had a belly. This has always been. And I just think it's interesting that we as a group, all of us, will look at somebody who has seen some success. I think it's fair to say I have. Doing a morning show with you guys, like literally my best friends. How lucky am I? I've got a 2.5-year-old who's adorable and darling. I've got a wonderful girlfriend, a great life. And yet people will say, the one thing I see in my comments all the time is people have an issue with my body. They got an issue with the fact that I have a tummy. And I feel the need to point it out. And I just think it's like, wait a second. What does that have to do with my intelligence, my success, my anything?
Nothing.
And let me just say this. I'm using myself as an example, but I am not the example you can extrapolate from. There are plenty of people who do plenty of amazing things who see this all the time from their family, from their friends. Maybe you've been through this. Sophia, wanted to talk to you about yours. Go ahead.
I almost feel as if people judge other people's mental fortitude based on what they look like. The idea being your willpower and your ability to say no to certain foods.
Right.
And if you don't have that willpower, then your mental fortitude is weak, like you're a weak person. And I really take issue with that because nobody knows each other's story. I mean, I'm carrying a good 30 pounds of what people would consider extra weight, but I'm dealing with two parents who both have dementia and who are living at home still. I'm a teacher in COVID. I have fibromyalgia. I'm using up all my mental fortitude to deal with the rest of my life.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm okay with saying yes to bread and saying yes to dessert. You know, and other people think,
even if that weren't true, even if all of that, what you said, but by the way, your struggle seems so intense and the strength that you have is amazing. But even if that wasn't the case, what the hell kind of life is it without bread?
Yeah.
I don't want to live that life.
Yeah.
Seriously.
I love bread.
There's a meme that I've seen floating around on social media about how, you know, studies show that by, you know, not eating bread, you give up 99% of the joy in your life.
Yes.
Something along those lines. I'm like,
And the other 1% is cheese.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you for your call. Your strength is inspiring, and we really appreciate you listening to the show.
Thank you very much. Have a great day.
TJ, you got a couple texts you want to read, too?
Yeah, some of these are great. From the 905, this has been my experience since I was a teenager. While meeting family and friends, make comments like, oh, you're so pretty, but you need to lose weight, as if being skinny is the end-all, be-all in life. I'm a tall girl at 5'9", and have curves. I also lift weights, run marathons. Yep. I know the successful business, but that doesn't matter because I'm not skinny.
Yeah.
We need to let go of the mentality that the person's value is rooted solely in their appearance.
Also, weight is not indicative of health.
No,
at
certainly
all.
Not.
At all.
Certainly not.
From the 647, great conversation. I think we need to normalize not commenting on weight loss as well.
Oh, that's interesting.
Everyone thinks it's okay because it's something positive,
yeah,
but it just reinforces that your previous weight is not okay.
Yeah.
From someone who lost and gained a lot of weight, those compliments fed my disordered eating.
Absolutely.
And everyone thought it was positive. We don't know if it's positive or negative weight loss. They can be sick or suffering, and that validation is toxic.
Yeah, it's interesting. There have been a couple comments here from people who are like, you know, disagree with Adam. You know, health is something that's earned, et cetera, et cetera. And I see where you're coming from, but the point I'm trying to make is you can be a weightlifter, or you can be a runner, and your body shape cannot conform to being skinny or being muscular or whatever. Like, I used to go to the gym 6 times a week, not kidding, before the pandemic. And I have lost weight since then, obviously, but I'm smaller because of that right now. And it has nothing to do. I was thicker back then, if that makes any sense.
That makes complete sense.
So I just wanted to throw it out there. Maybe you can consider in your life saying, I'm just not going to make comments on people's bodies anymore, because that really is not productive.
It's not helpful. Put your phone down.
Yeah,
just 100%. Put it down. It's easy.
And listen, the conversation, by the way, online or on our text is pretty amazing. I guess producer Leah's got this on camera. We'll continue it on Instagram there. And let me say this.
I really appreciate you listening, because normally what we're supposed to be is like the light, happy show,
yeah.
which is what we always try to be. So when we approach topics like this, it's always like, I don't know, are people going to care? Like, do they really care at 8:30 in the morning when you're on your way to work? So for you who have called and texted,
yeah.
really appreciate it, because it shows us that we got a bit of a deepening relationship happening here.
Yeah.
And I can tell you for the four of us in this room, that means a whole heck mm-hmm. of a lot. So thank you.
Thank you.
Virgin Mornings
with What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Ontario is planning to lift proof of vaccination requirements and mask mandates in the new year. The press conference on Friday, they said in the absence of concerning trends such as rising hospitalization rates, you know, that old chestnut, the proof of vaccination requirement will lift for select settings on January 17th of 2022. So come January, the measure will no longer be in place at bars, restaurants, sports and recreational facilities, casinos, bingo halls, and other gaming establishments. So if you've been going to play bingo and you're like, ah, I really hate having to bring up my vaccine record, good news, that might change as of January. Doug Ford did say, we have always been cautious. I'm going to be super cautious.
You tell him, Dougie.
If we don't see the numbers in a stable place,
yeah.
then we're not just going to do it.
I'm coming after
you. It's as simple as that.
Yeah.
They did say, too, I read reports this weekend, that they're hoping to drop all vaccine proof requirements by March if the numbers are steady. And I was like, that seems ambitious. Doesn't it?
Yeah.
If I've learned anything, is that we shouldn't trust anything that happens like more than a day from now.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And even then.
Yeah. Very unstable.
It's darker when you wake up now, and it's staying darker longer. And if you're looking for some tips on how to just wake yourself up, found a list online. You ready for five of them, Jax? Here we go. Starting with number one.
What?
Look after your eyes.
Yeah, there you go, Jax. Yeah.
Simply splashing both warm and cold water on your eyes, Jax, will not only help you wake up, but the warm water will help open up your pores on the skin around your eyes.
I get up earlier than both of you.
And Jax, cold water will help close them again. Another thing
that's
on this
how I'm
list.
Put myself to sleep is put cold water on my eyes.
Eating a good breakfast, Jax, that's pretty self-explanatory. Number three is natural boosts. Instead of reaching for that coffee, you should try a natural energy booster, such as a daily vitamin B12, which contributes to the reduction of tiredness and fatigue. Another example that they gave is for Jax to eat an apple a day. They also contain around 13 grams of natural sugar, and according to studies, this has a similar effect on the body as a coffee. And the last thing that they suggest, which I don't recommend, is get a pet.
Jax.
They said, Jax, here's what they were saying. Pets are real sticklers for routine. And if your dog knows it has walkies at 7,
TJ,
it'll make sure you're up in time for that morning without fail. It's the best alarm clock going.
Listen, Women's Health Mag over here. Like, get out of here with your studies. God.
Hey, just a heads up, the Santa Claus Parade is going to be broadcast only again this year. It's the 117th annual original Santa Claus Parade. They said, we know this disappoints many of you, but this decision was made after thoughtful discussion and careful consideration on many factors.
Jax, what do you think about that?
Jack, your thoughts?
I love it.
Yeah. What's your favorite float in Santa Claus Parade?
I was drinking water. I was just drinking water and they called me out on it. That's sad for the children.
Well.
Yeah. They were saying that the audience being under the age of 11, a group that remains pretty unvaccinated, is probably why. So one more year.
That's good for the children. I changed my mind.
Yeah. I think at the same time, like by next year, they're saying that we could have vaccine approval for kids under the age of 11 by like either say December or January. I pay attention to this stuff because I have a kid, and I think, you know, once everybody's vaccinated, bring it all back out. It's outdoors. What's the big deal? But you got to get people vaccinated. You don't want a transmission at the Santa Claus parade, right?
Right.
You know what I want? I want good vibes at the Santa Claus parade. That's all I'm looking for.
How about some TLC vibes?
That works.
Hey, we've got Raptors tickets coming up for you.
Yeah.
Just after 9 o'clock with Trivalia. Is that what we're calling it?
Is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
We want to get you to the Raptors game tonight. So let's make it happen, shall we? Okay, so we're going to do a trivia, and we're going to bring this back on Mondays, by the way, with producer Leah.
Woo! Yeah, yeah. Every Monday.
Call the contest.
Yeah, say what it is. Say what it is, Adam.
Trivalia?
Trivalia.
Trivalia.
Trivia? Trivalia.
Can we get like a little ditty that you got? You guys make songs.
All right, let's try something. Okay. Off the cuff, right? 3, 2, 1.
Trivalia.
Okay, we can work on that.
Yeah,
now,
okay.
You have to pick, if you want these Raptors tickets, who do you think is going to win the Drake trivia here? Because it's going to be Drake themed today. His birthday was yesterday. Is it?
Yeah.
Hashtag Team Jax, hashtag Team TJ, or hashtag Team Adam. Text your answer to 99999 right now. Let's go.
Okay, so the rules are the first to get three right wins.
Okay.
Okay? All right. And you have to buzz in with your name.
Okay.
All right. Let's start. First question. How do you spell Drake's real first name?
TJ. Jax.
TJ.
A-U-B-R-E-Y.
Correct. One for TJ.
It's one for TJ.
Okay. It's one for TJ. Alrighty. What was Drake's latest album called?
Jax.
Jax.
Certified Lover Boy, CLB.
Ooh. Wow. One for Jax. All right, girl.
Mm-hmm.
What's the name of Drake's baby boy?
Adam.
Okay, Adam.
Oh, sorry, I got excited.
Oh, no.
Jax.
TJ.
Steel. Adonis.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's correct.
I knew it. It was A something.
Steel. And we could steal, right?
No.
No, Jax has it. Yeah, she stole.
Oh, steal from that. Yeah. Absolutely.
Okay, yeah.
Did you just think I meant in general?
Yeah, yeah. I meant steal.
Cool. Stealing, you guys cool
from me,
steal.
And I don't like that idea.
Usually God frowns on that.
Yeah. What does his record label OVO stand
Jax.
For?
October's very own.
Okay! Three for Jax.
I see we're not
we're
letting the question finish now.
Yeah.
Interesting.
Well, okay, that was really quick, guys.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
So, Team Jax.
I think that we have to let the questions finish in the future.
It's interesting that Jax wins when she can cheat.
No.
Oh, wow.
Don't you think that's very interesting?
That she was talking about stealing, too?
Yeah.
It's interesting,
I'm just wondering if the whole question was read, would you guys have gotten any of them right, or?
I was looking at their faces,
probably.
Jax. No.
I mean,
it's
probably.
Adonis, Adam. Adonis.
All right, we're called the winner back. It's Virgin Radio. You stop it.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
My favorite conversation off the air in studio for this entire month has been TJ's Sober October. If you have any friends that are doing this, man, it's so funny because for me, Sober October, I don't understand the concept. You know, because it's like, okay, we're just, well, it rhymes with October.
That's it.
And we're just not going to drink. Yeah. Why are you not going to drink? Is it causing any issues in your life? Not really, but I'm just not going
to
do
it. I just need to know, you know?
Just the power of rhyme, that's all. I just think it sounds
so, the best part about your Sober October this year is that on the first weekend, you guys broke it.
Yeah.
Which was October the 2nd.
TJ.
Yeah. Yeah,
like some friends came over and then we just had to drink.
Yeah, we did.
It's like, what?
So we get a tack on the day. So our Sober October ends November 2nd. but this is the last week of it. And because I'm poor at planning schedules, it also means that the second Sober October ends, I had to go into November. So I'm not a good planner.
But why is that bad? Like, you don't have to, like, you grow a mustache and raise money for a great cause.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It just feels like my schedule's pretty busy, you know? Like, I got a lot going on.
I can't drink it now. Man. I have to grow a mustache. Yeah, it's crazy around here.
There are certain things that when you, like when I hear about what Jax and TJ are doing on any given day, I think, they don't have kids yet. Yeah. And I hate to be that guy because I always hated that guy. But now you're like, well, I just got kid stuff, basically. Now, TJ.
Yeah.
My question to you is, and maybe we should throw this out at 999999 on a vote.
Can I grow facial hair?
Do you believe, no, we know you can. But do you believe that you, even though you'll end Sober October in November, do you believe that you've accomplished it?
No.
You don't believe you have?
No. The whole thing feels like a lie.
Okay.
Because it's like, one, I caved like day two.
Mm-hmm.
And like, even if you tack on the day, you still messed it up.
Yeah. You did it for a month, though.
Yeah. And also, like, I've wanted to.
Can I say something?
The Leafs have had a rough start to the season. I miss Thanksgiving. There's a lot of times it's been nice to have a glass of wine. I haven't been able to have a glass of wine.
I didn't believe... I'm going to admit something. I don't believe that you didn't drink during Thanksgiving. You promise you didn't? Really?
Yeah. Okay. I'm many things, but I'm not a liar. Okay.
All right.
Okay. All right.
Thanks for your belief in me.
I'm just wondering for anybody that does Sober October, maybe you can hit me up at 999999. What do you get when you've completed it?
Pride.
You know, Adam, that's a really good question.
Do you get to talk about it at dinner parties? Is that why we do this?
No,
is this one of those things?
Here's the stupidest thing about Sober October, and I forget about it every year, is nobody's like, good for you. I should try that. You say, I'm doing Sober October, and they go, why?
Yeah.
Why on earth would you do that? And I'm like, I don't know. And there's been numerous patio days I've missed out on.
Yeah, it's been a beautiful month.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can just go to a patio and not drink. Like, you're doing great, I think.
You just said I didn't think I did it.
I mean, I didn't believe in you until about 14 seconds ago. I think you're trying.
What side are you on
here?
I don't know. I can't keep up. I can't keep up with myself. I can't.
Also, TJ raised $1,300 last year with Movember.
Yeah, I did.
So we'll have more time. We'll talk more about that as the month hits.
I'd like to hit $2,000 this year.
$2,000 is the goal?
Yeah.
I think we can get there.
Definitely can get there.
It's 99.9 Virgin Radio.
This is Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.
On 99.9 Virgin Radio.
A Toronto TikToker
went viral, and he got thousands of applications after his quote-unquote boyfriend application went viral.
So, oh, I've seen these.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So it's like, if you're still single and you want to, you know, you kind of highlight the best parts about you, which is kind of cool. So his name is Ricky Liordi, and his boyfriend application on his TikTok page was kind of funny. He said he's been single for about a year and a half, been on some dates, never really worked out. Outside of, you know, somebody who's funny, smart, and beautiful, which is what everybody's looking for. He said, I am someone I could sit in a room with and do absolutely nothing and still have an amazing time. You know, the person who makes you feel good by just being with them. Secondly, someone who can match my energy and help me be a better man.
Hey,
that's cool. Someone who I can help become a better woman.
I really like that.
If we date, there's a 100% chance I will make you watch all the Harry Potter movies.
Incredible.
And every Game of Thrones episode from start to finish. I mean, avoid season 8. But anyway.
Here he goes again.
He said, also, my guilty pleasures include Dr. Pimple Popper.
Yes. Yeah.
And good. If you squeeze your toothpaste from the middle, it's probably not going to work out with us. Jax, why are you looking like that?
Because, like, I like women, but can I date him, too? Like, he sounds incredible.
I'm about to risk it all.
I'm going back in the closet for him. Yeah. No, he sounds great. And this is awesome.
Also, it helps that he's, like, super hot and in good shape,
too.
Oh,
he's a babe, yeah.
I would say this. The one thing that was super weird about what people were saying is that they were trying to figure out on the comments how tall he was.
What?
This is a big thing, right? And I saw this, like, I keep mentioning it, but, you know, on the dating apps, it's like, if you're not 6 feet, swipe left. Like, they're just not interested, right? So I guess they looked at, people were taking a picture of him that he posted on his TikTok in the pool. And they were trying to judge, because he was in the shallow end, where the water was in relation to his waist.
Stop.
And therefore guess how tall he was. Now, he didn't.
It's so detectives are out of this world.
They're intense. Really good, though.
Intense.
They're really good.
They're convinced they found Brian Laundrie.
Yes, they are. Now, he says in the interview with Narcity, he's 5'11". So.
Yeah, so
much. Right down the middle. Right?
I used to say I was 6 feet. I'm 5'11", 3/4". Mm-hmm. It's okay to round up.
It just depends on what convenience store you're leaving,
yeah,
right?
Exactly.
So anyway, I just thought he deserved a shout out because A, we love a Toronto TikToker going viral. B, I just want to let you know that if you don't think there are nice people out there, look at this guy.
Good guy. Wholesome guy.
The line, I want you to make me better and I want to make you better, is a good start.
Really nice. See, I don't think I had the confidence to feel like I could make you better.
Yeah.
Virgin Mornings.
With What's Trending.
And this is what's trending right now.
Restaurants, bars, and gym capacity limits are starting to lift today. Ontario businesses, including those, will exit the third step of the provincial roadmap and will no longer have capacity limits. Of course, we did have those, so you could have the 2 meter spaced out thing, and it looks like things are starting to kind of open up a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
There's a new Barbie movie coming, and Ryan Gosling just got cast to play Ken.
Hell yeah.
Get this too. Margot Robbie's going to be playing Barbie. And it's being directed by Greta Gerwig, an Academy Award-nominated filmmaker who also directed Little Women and Lady Bird. It's not clear yet what it's going to be about, but the brief description on IMDb says it will be a feature film based on the Mattel toys about a doll who gets expelled from Barbie Land and sets off on real-world adventures.
That actually sounds fun.
I had a Barbie dream house when I was 8 years old.
Did you?
And it had a little elevator in it, and I was so excited, and I wanted to keep it clean, so I washed it with some Windex, and I melted the floors. And my mother was so mad at me. It was like acid through the Barbie floors.
Oh, my God.
I would have thought they would have used different materials.
Nah.
I had the Barbie camper.
Incredible.
I loved cars, right? Yeah. So then the Barbie camper, and you know, you imagine YTV, it's a camper.
Yeah.
And it's like super exciting.
It does
and I guess,
look cool.
And all my parents, you got to remember this is like 1992.
Yeah. Yeah.
And my parents were like, no, we don't care. Yeah. And my dad stayed up all night on Christmas Eve putting the stickers on it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
He said the stickers were insane.
Campers don't have genders. Let's
that's
go.
Right.
You know? Yeah. Come on.
Hey, are you the type of person who doesn't get scared from scary stories? I'm not talking about movies. I'm saying if someone tells you a scary story, it does nothing for you. Well, you might have something called mind blindness. The clinical term is aphantasia. It's when someone can't really picture things in their heads. So telling them a scary story and saying the scene just doesn't work up that well. Apparently 1 in 20 people have it. Researchers recently told people scary stories. Half had mind blindness and half didn't. And they basically proved it's true. The scary stories didn't work on them, but scary images did. So it wasn't that they had a higher scare threshold in general. The stories just didn't paint a picture.
So they're the type of people that when you're telling them a story that you think is crazy, they go, oh, that's crazy.
And oh, like, yeah. I guess you had to be there.
Yeah. So,
well, you weren't. And this is a great story. That's what's trending on TV. Yeah. That one hits close to home because it happens to me a lot.
All right. No. So listen, yes. Shannon Burns is up next. She's hanging outside the studio, kind of
chilling,
leering inside the
lurking.
Thing. Lurking. Yeah, she's being a lurker today. Shannon Burns is taking over at 10 o'clock. She's got a keyword for you and wants to hook you up with, I don't know, rent for an entire year.
Yeah, baby.
So let's make that happen for you. Get ready to text message us. In the meantime, brand new music.
Virgin Mornings with Adam Wilde, TJ, and Jax.